Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, one, two, three, hey!
Hallelujah. Welcome back to Kul Elohim, Daughters of Israel. I am your host, Malka, coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland, Beth Yahweh Assembly in Mashiach Yahushua. Thank you all for joining us for another study. This week, we're going to actually go into our archive, and I'm going to re-air a lesson that we actually did. Wow. 6 years ago? Yeah, about 6 years ago. Hallelujah. And this lesson was called Return to Your First Love. And I chose to replay this lesson because sometimes we need to refocus on what it is that we're actually really doing in our walk. It is more than a list of things that we do and we don't do, but there is at the core a loving relationship between us and the Father. And after listening to last night's lesson about belief and some of the things that the Moray was sharing, you know, at times we all get distracted and we all get pulled away by various things in life. And at times we also need to just be brought back. And that's why we're going to replay this lesson on returning to our first love, to kind of re-spark the flames of this relationship that we have with our Father, who has always been faithful and good to us. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and play Daughters of Israel, Return to Your First Love, which initially was played April 1st, 2009. Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Kul Elohim. My name is Malka Devaria Batya of the Nation of Yisrael. Welcome back to our weekly show. Before we get started today, I want to let everyone know that the new moon is seen on March 27th, marking the first of Adi. So the Pesach Seder will be. be on April 10th, which is a Friday, at sunset. Today's topic is return to your first love. And this, we're going to start in Revelation chapter 2, at our opening scripture. Change that real quick. Alright, let's see where we. And we're going to read verse 4. The scripture says, and this is on Yahushua talking, "Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because you have left your first love." When Yahushua said this, he was actually speaking to church of Ephesus. Matter of fact, let me start at the beginning of that chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And the scripture says, "Unto the angel of the state, he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know your works and your labor and your patience, and how you cannot fear them which are evil. And you have tried them which say they are possible, and are not, and have found them liars, and have borne and had patience, and for my sake have labored and have not fainted. Nevertheless, you have left your first love." And that's the topic for today's show, talking about, have we left our first love? And if we have, how can we see the signs of leaving our first love? Today we had a guest host, my sister in the faith, Shalia. I'm going to bring her in on the call now. Shalia, are you there?
Yes, hi, Sarah.
Hello, sis, how are you?
Fine.
And we try to make this not happen, but we made it today, didn't we?
That's right.
Right, yeah. All the time. All right, so you heard a topic. Naturally, this topic was suggested by you.
That right.
Returning to our first love.
Right.
When you suggested we talk about this, what was actually going through your mind from your heart?
Let me put it beside my heart was it's very important to love him with all your heart and all your soul and with all your might.
Amen.
So we have to return back to him. It's not like he left us. We left him.
Amen.
I would say he never leaves.
Personal experience.
Yeah.
You want to share?
I can't hear.
I said, you want to share with your personal experiences?
Yeah. I had to make a choice. I always love him and trust and believe in him. But I was told to speak on a set.
Right.
So I had to make that choice. There was two choices set before me. Either you're going to serve me or you're not. And I chose to serve. So I turned back my heart to him. And today I'm happy.
Hallelujah. And that's a great testimony because there's a lot of people that have been in your place as far as they had one time turned their back on the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Which can only know that, you know, as long as you have blessed your life, turn back.
Right.
When I was thinking about this discussion, the first thing that happened in my heart was actually the first scripture you gave, which was from the Shema, that we take twice a day in Deuteronomy. Because we have to examine and understand the relationship of Yah, our Father, and Israel,
right.
how he feels about Israel. We're actually commanded to love God. chapter 6, he said, I command you. And I think that we forget that it is something that we are called to do. Yeah, one of the greatest commandments, and he said the greatest commandment was to love Yahweh, your Elohim, all your heart, all your soul, all your might. And he was actually also quoting from the Shema.
Right, and right.
We have to remember that loving Yah is the most important thing we can do. I have two more people trying to come into the conversation. Hold on, it's just a second, Sister Shelly. Let me get, it looks like I have Brother Dan on the line. Brother Dan.
I'm here.
You're here? Okay.
Okay,
let's try. Sister
Dan? Yeah?
Sean, good.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Have you heard of
the conversation so far?
Yes, I have. Do you want to add in there before I continue?
Not yet.
Okay. Sister Shelly, and Sister Sarah, please be on the conversation. I want us to talk about what are some of the things that cause us to turn away from the Creator. I think it's important that we examine the things that can actually cause us to be pulled away before we can realize that we need to return to Him. So what are some of the things that cause us to turn away from Him?
Well, basically, it's disobedience. Just being disobedient to the Creator, not wanting to submit to His will. You know, that's what I had a hard time doing, submitting to Him,
to His
will. But now I about my Father's business. I'm to do whatever He asks us to do.
Hallelujah.
So we have to totally rely on Him.
Yeah,
in our life to Him.
You're absolutely right. I mean, when we talk about being a believer, I think, you know, far too often people think about, you know, well, you got to make sure you're keeping this commandment, doing this and you're doing that. But we forget that we are actually coming into a covenant relationship with the Father, where we're that it's no longer I, but it's the Messiah who lives within me. And just like the Messiah did all that His Father asked of Him, even stuff that we are saying we're willing to do for the Creator. But I don't think we realize that is a reality for our lives, that we basically, we die. We're supposed to die.
And then, you know, Scripture talks about we have to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not saying that your life is going to be, everything in your life is going to be happy, you know.
Right.
Because the scriptures say, through much tribulations, you will enter into the kingdom. But it's supposed to show that you have to work at this thing. You have to put forth effort to make it work.
That's right. That's right. It's not like some people say, one thing always saves. Then those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So you're right, we're going to go through some difficulties in this walk. And that's only, you know, for our growth. You know, God is the line. I have to try our hearts to see if we really do love Him. So we're going to go through difficult times. But it's, okay, are we going to hold on? Are we going to persevere until the end?
And then that's what it
is. That's exactly what the Word says, and the Word is always going to be
that's
true.
Right.
Now, when I think about us, you know, this show is always for anybody who, you know, calls in or listens in. But the main focus of the show is talking to, you know, the women of Israel, the daughters of the Most High. And one of the scriptures that y'all led us to last night when we were studying was being idle, having idle time on our hands,
and saying
that leads us away from the Most High. And he's actually talking about the women.
Right.
That, you know, we learn to be idle.
Right.
You know, wandering from house to house.
Right.
Paddling, being busybody, speaking things that we should not do.
Exactly.
So, go ahead, sis.
And today, you know, I look at what you're saying. It's so true. It's. Serving the Creator is not just for the family.
It should be 24/7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk your heart, mind, and soul. You know, that's what I do next.
That's right. I mean, and that's a life worth living. You know, when you come and create, I was speaking to my brother one Shabbat, and it seems like with the Israel, some of us just want to be, we're just content just sitting there and just worshiping the Creator on the Sabbath. You know, because that's the check mark. You know, with the service, you know, stand, pray, did prayer. But then when we leave, we continue with our same pattern of life. And we're mindful of Him throughout the day. We're not actually thinking, okay, what can I do today to show the Creator that I love Him? Or what can I do today to be in service to the Creator? Because we have a job to do in the body.
Exactly.
We were more time. What did it cause a lot of foolishness that we you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did the culture be idle? You know, I think the saying is that, you know, the devil, the idle hand is the devil's workshop. You know, but if we put our hand to the plow and be busy about our Father's work, like I said before, a lot of the things that we get caught up into, what they're caught up into.
Right.
Another thing that I think that turns us away from the Creator is getting caught up in the cares of this world.
Exactly. You said be in this world, but not us.
Yeah. Come on, sis.
Right.
And how does that translate to our everyday life? What does that mean to be in this world and of this world?
The way of thinking, transformed by the renewing of your mind. So your mind has to become like the Creator.
Yeah.
It's Him that dwells inside. It's not me, people think. It's
Hallelujah.
Him that's working in me that people see.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That they see. So that's how you because how that you believe.
That's right.
He shines through you.
That's right.
Right,
definitely. You know, we gave a parable about the sower.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it, of the sower, of the parable, was the seed that went with the shallow ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave a root. And the scripture says that it's because of the cares of this world choked it out.
Right.
Sometimes, especially as women, you know, because we have to balance our roots, our house, our children, our husbands, sometimes our day-to-day lives can take us away from the Father. But if we're deeply in the truth, then we are not secure in Yah, then the cares of this life can choke out the little seed that He plants in each and every one of us. You know, the tribulations of, okay, God forbid you don't have a job, you lost your job, everything.
Exactly.
You know, your gas and electric, your kids behaving, unruly. All these things, the things that the enemy crop up in our lives to try to get us to stay distracted. You know, I think one of the most clever tactics the enemy uses is distraction.
Exactly.
You know,
But if you're about to follow the business and stand fast to that word,
yeah,
he's different.
He will see it out. You know, I think about how we have all these TV channels, all these reality shows. We have, you know, all these different websites and things. And I'm not saying these things are sins and these things we can't enjoy, but we have to do everything with a balance, you know.
Right.
And like the enemy just crop up one thing after another to keep us distracted, to keep us away from doing our Father's business. And you just think about, you know, within myself, when you want it done and you want to study,
yes,
in your mind, why don't you go to this instead? Why don't you do that instead? And you just literally a battle in your mind to do the Father's will.
And that's when you fight it with the word.
That's right.
That's how we defeat that, by the word.
That's
because
right.
Satan can't say, if you
Yes.
And to resist the devil, he shall flee.
That's right.
So we have to fight it with the word. That's our weapon. That's our fluid.
That's
that
right.
word. And we have to stand on it.
We have to. The devil, first of all, he knows the word, and he knows there's power in the word.
And
he hates the word. He hates the name of Yah. He hates the praise of Yah. And
he hates
that we can utilize when we have that battle in our minds. Start quoting scripture. I mean, I think for the past couple of days, I love to say, and the devil is a liar, because that's what he is.
That's right. You got that right.
And then just give praise to the Most High. Yell out hallelujah. That is how the enemy is going.
And he will flee. That's right.
You don't sing the midst of praise.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You can't stand it.
Can't stand it.
I don't
think it's a reason sometimes that we really understand the power that the Most High
in that word.
In that word. You know, Peter was tempted by the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he said came from the word.
That's right.
He ain't saying about his own opinion, his own thoughts. He quoted Torah.
You got that right. That's the word.
Another thing that turns us away from the Most High is being caught up in the pride of life. I'm going to read from Yohanan, 1 John chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 16. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the world. Now, we think about how some of us get pulled away because we want to accomplish our life.
Exactly.
I want to fulfill my dream.
Exactly.
And that brings to my mind, my sister gave me this CD, and there's a song in there that say, if I don't have you, if I don't have you, then I have, if I don't have you, then I have a lot of nothing. And that's so true, because we can have these simple things right away. What benefit is that to me if I don't have eternal life?
None.
You know, it's nothing.
Nothing. And that's what we have to try to remind each other of. And, you know, at the end of the day, when we stand before the Creator, He's not going to ask you what job you have. He's not going to ask you what degrees you have.
That's
He's not going to ask you what kind of house you lived in.
That's
He's
right.
not going to ask you any of those things. What the Father is looking for is images of His Son. He wants to see each one of us become little Yahusha.
And all He needs is a willing vessel. That's all He needs to work with. That's all He said. I take one step. He said, I take one step. He has taken two.
That's right.
You know? So that's all we got to do. Well,
because He's not, I mean, we can just talk all day long, Shalia.
You know that's right. I love talking about the word. See what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, this is something Yahweh showed you guys tonight. The scripture says that Yahusha has said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
That's right.
I thought about that. But then I could stand with the scripture. The question that Yah put in my heart was, can we say that about Yahusha? Can we say to the Father, Yah, I will never leave you nor forsake you? You feel me?
That's
my brother, Yahusha, Aki, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right, amen.
Is that the love He has for us? Greater love.
Right.
For greater love is no man than this, that one lay out his life for his brother, for his friend.
Right.
Should
right.
we so be able to say the same way Yah shows us love? Shouldn't we show the same amount of love?
Right, because He has unconditional love. So
exactly.
That's how we're supposed to show each other unconditional
love. You know, if we were what Christ, if our lives now belong to the Messiah, how can I still have my own dreams?
That's right.
How can I still have my own desires? That's crazy.
You're right. Your desire is to be unto the Father, to do His will, whatever He wants you to do.
Yeah.
You know.
I But then
that's where I'm at.
The battle, you know, that's our biggest battle. It's just fighting to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Be obedient. That's the struggle.
Right.
Y'all said, for example, if y'all said keep the Sabbath day, and you have a problem with the Sabbath day, that's your personal struggle.
Is that right?
I had a burden. The scripture says that. Yahusha said my burden is gone. So
that's right.
Keeping the Sabbath is hard. It's the fact that this flesh does not want to be obedient to the Father.
Is that right?
But that's where the struggle comes in. In Colossians, Brother Shaul says, to mortify the deed of the flesh. We have to kill them. It's our enemy.
Right. You're right. We have to die self.
Die self.
Become more like him.
Yeah. So, another question. How do we know if we've turned away? What are the signs that someone has turned away? Because, you know, sometimes you just browse. It's so gradual, you know, Satan is patient. So he just, like, slowly just knocks you off the course little by little. And by the time you realize, you're, like, way off.
Exactly. Of course, right. Right.
So how do you know that you turned away?
But me, the way I was out that I had turned away was that I was blind. And when I say blind, not literally blind. I mean, as far as the word, I couldn't see nothing in the word, you know. And when I turned back to him and started doing his will, he began to open my eyes. My eyes became open, you know. So that's how I just felt that I turned back.
Mm-hmm. So basically, when you were going to the scriptures, you got no understanding.
Exactly, no understanding. Because I'm saying it's
right.
You know?
Oh, definitely.
But now I can go in there,
mm-hmm.
and he knows the word, and he gives it to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely. And I just see, you
know what I'm saying? Now I have a better understanding of the word. And then he stands on that.
I just put four things, and there's probably more, but four signs that I believe and I have witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
From people who used to walk high and no longer walk with the Most High. And I think I think we have Brother Eliezer calling in. Let me get him on the conversation.
Okay.
Shalom, Aki.
Shalom,
Akun.
Shalom. Shalom, Akun. Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry. I was going to try to get it on the computer. I couldn't talk to the end of the phone or something, so I think she had to have a account or something like that. So I just went on and called.
All right, so go ahead and give us your comments on Brother Eliezer. We have about 4 minutes left in the show.
Martin, I just got you on, and I hadn't heard anything.
Okay, well, what I'm getting ready to share is four signs of how you know you turned away from the Most High, because today's discussion topic turns to our first love. And we've been trying to examine the different ways we get distracted from the Father and being pulled away. And now we're going to talk about real quickly some signs that we have been being pulled away from the Father. And what y'all showed me last night was one of the number one thing is you start forsaking the fellowship.
Uh-huh.
You start forsaking among other believers. Because you see, the eyes of the Most High.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to hear. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to hear it. We don't want to be seen.
Exactly.
So he keeps it.
That is because I remember a time from thank Yahweh a good while ago, and that's what happened. You slowly, kind of like being like a hermit, you cut off the people that love you, which is the house of Yahweh family.
Exactly.
And what you do then, you feel so alone, but instead of going back, because you get this feeling of shame and guilt, you start replacing it. So you start, and as you go out and start replacing it, you eventually start being drawn to all those old friends and saying,
oh, hey.
that y'all showed me, which is if you look at your surroundings or your company, the Most High, look at who your friends are.
Exactly.
Think about the prodigal son, when he was eating with his wine, and then he looked around and he realized, wait a minute, my servant is served of my father, he's better than this.
That's right.
He looked where he was and realized, I've left my first estate. I've left my father's house.
And then you start doing things that you normally wouldn't do, you know, bad behavior.
And that means the next thing Yahweh showed me, which is your actions. You start looking at your actions, your behavior.
Right.
You love me, you will keep my Torah.
Transform ourselves into the likeness of His Son. Until next time, family, shalom.